A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Flossom, the podcast for parents who are flawed and awesome. So if you're a person with kids, this is probably the show for you. My name is Amy Sinclair, and as always, I am joined by Michelle Connolly.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. You sound so excited to be here. On the show today, what happens when you tell a teenage girl she's not allowed to buy clothes anymore?
Riot.
For 12 whole months. Well, it sounds a bit like this.
I'm not doing it.
And what's a lie you've told your kids that they've believed? We've got a few. Don't we, Mishy?
I do.
But first, Mishy, let's talk disastrous meals our husbands have made for us. Good God, I've got a few.
I hate my husband going into the kitchen. Nothing makes me angrier. Unless he's actually going into the laundry as well. I don't like him in the laundry or the kitchen.
There is some guarded off air that he's got a safe zone.
I've actually still got the baby gate over the kitchen.
Not for the kids. It's for Jim.
Honest to God. But no, I can't stand him going in there. If he has to boil an egg, he'll use 572 saucepans and 5 knives and 20 spoons for boiling an egg. I can't understand. So the mess alone drives me insane. But no, he can't just cook a meal and just add a few things together. He's got to add this and a bit of that, and he's all into experimenting. And
it does an interesting bolognese, doesn't he, Michi? This is my favourite story you've ever told me.
It's foul.
Tell me about the. This was your first date, am I right? The first time he ever cooked for you?
I think it was the first time he ever cooked for me. It was, yeah.
He was trying to impress you, wasn't he, Michi?
This amazing spaghetti bolognese blubbing away, and it was just, it was heaven. The house smelled amazing. I went in there and had a little teaspoon to try it, and I was, you know, looking forward to it. Went and sat down, was waiting calmly for my little plate of Italian bliss to just land. And then when it came out, I took a little bite of it and it was absolutely disgusting. And it was full of this mushy, lumpy stuff, and I couldn't work out what it was. But it turned out that he thought that he'd add a little can of baked beans to it just to give it a bit more flavour.
Baked beans in spaghetti bolognese.
He just thought he'd add them for a bit more flavour. So it tasted like, I don't know, old people's home week-old stew. I don't know, but it was absolutely disgusting.
I can't even imagine how bad
was
that would
foul.
Taste.
And I still to this day say, don't have baked beans to it. Whenever he's in the kitchen cooking, I just know.
What possessed him?
I don't know.
It's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I heard some gross things. I'm married to Jimmy.
He likes curry as well. So every time I make something, he tries to put curry in it.
Making it beautiful, you know.
I make anything. He puts chili sauce on it or anything. He'll put curry powder through it.
Get back on the other side of the gate, Jim. You're not allowed in here. A few weeks ago, Jimmy came up to me and goes, I made you dinner. And I was like, okay. And he got out.
A week old chook.
He would never give that away. He keeps it for himself. And he got out, he'd made some prawns and a bit of salad.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, this is interesting. Yum. A bit of garlic prawns. I'm thinking, this is interesting. I'm tucking through. I said, where did you get the prawns? I didn't know that you went. Yeah, when did you go to the seafood shop? And he went, oh, no. I got them from Aldi a few days ago. Now, Jimmy doesn't believe in use by date. So automatically my shackles are up. I'm on high alert. I've already had 6 prawns. I'm rushing to emergency with a moment's notice. And I said, oh yeah. What sort of prawns were they? And he said, oh, they were great. You know, they were 60% off.
And because they're off.
They were 60% off. And I got them for a few bucks. They were amazing. And I said, all right. And when was the use by date? And he said, oh, the day that I bought them. And I said, and when did you get them? He said, oh, 2 days ago. But I smelt them and they're fine. I tell you what, I haven't put my fingers down the throat since. I was trying to get into a bikini when I was 18. I'm kidding.
Oh, Jimmy.
That was so gross. Gross. So, yeah, when, you know, I need to get a gate in my kitchen as well, block him out.
I'll go to Bunnings and sort you out with one.
Now, this might be cruel in some people's eyes, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to play a little bit of a joke on my daughter, on Queenie.
Okay. She's the most gorgeous 13-year-old little girl, and I adore her. I adore
her style. She, the way she goes shopping, she thinks about what she wants to buy, though. She creates an outfit.
She's very, very, very fashion focused.
She's a leader. She's not a follower in her little group.
She's very, she loves shopping. She loves looking amazing, looking good, dressing up. But she's really confident. But she's also she's a really great kid. And she's not precocious.
She's really down to earth. I just find her so.
She's very honest. Like, she'll just tell you what she thinks.
I just love her.
She is. She's a sweetheart. So while it might sound cruel that I'm going to ring and do this prank call on her, she's also – she doesn't take things too seriously, and I don't think that I'm going to mentally – or I hope I'm not going to mentally and emotionally scar her for life. But I thought, you know, have you heard about how people are doing these spending detoxes now, Mishy, where they don't
– Isn't that just called unemployment? Seriously.
Well, when they – for whatever – no, but actually people are making conscious decisions not to buy – anything, like no new clothes, no furniture, no bedding, no anything, just the bare necessities that you need. So, like, you know, nothing. So I thought, given that Queenie is quite, focused on she loves shopping.
Of being 13 and looking
She's
good
always doing jobs so she can try and raise a bit of money to go and buy, you know, this top that I absolutely need, Mum. Have to have. I thought it'd be kind of fun to ring her and tell her that we're all going to do a spending detox for 12 months that I've signed up and we're going to do it. She's going to lose her absolute mind. She doesn't hold back, old Queenie. I've looked at the time. She's on her break at school, so I'm going to give her a call now. You have to be very quiet, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. All right, I'm calling you now.
Okay. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How's school?
Good.
Hey, I was wanting to talk to you about something. I've signed up to this challenge. And I just wanted to talk to you about it because it might sort of affect this weekend. I'm going to try and get around it. But I'm going to do a spending detox. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's where, like, I'm not going to spend money. I'm not going to buy any new things for 12 months. So no clothes. And I'm doing it for the whole family. So we're not going to buy any new clothes, no new furniture, no new bedding, no new anything, no shoes. No,
I don't want to do that.
Makeup. No, I think it's an important thing because I've been reading a lot about waste and everything, and I just feel like we just waste so much, and I think we've got so much in our lives that we can just manage. But I really want to try and do it for 12 months.
No.
Why?
I'm not doing it.
Why not? Like, don't you think we've got so much?
It'll wreck my life.
How will it wreck your life?
Not being able to buy anything for 12 months. No, thank you.
Honestly, you've got so many clothes. You've got a beautiful room.
No.
You've got. Oh, come on. What do you need? What do you need?
I'm not doing it. No.
But where are you going to get your money from then? It's my money. So I'm saying we're not going to buy it.
And I don't approve.
I just don't think. I think you should think it through. That's why I wanted to talk to you, so you could have some time to think about it.
Well, I'm saying no. Go talk to all your friends and say that and see what their 13-year-old daughters would think.
Well, I think maybe it's about being responsible. Like, I think that maybe they'd embrace it and think that it was good for, you know, the environment and it was good for everything.
No. Are you like pulling a Kourtney Kardashian?
What's a Kourtney Kardashian?
I don't know. Caring about the environment.
How is that being Kourtney Kardashian? I wish I was Kourtney Kardashian.
Bye-bye.
What? What? No, can you stay?
No. No, I'm going to lunch. I'm going to eat and I'm going to tell my friends and they're all going to agree with me.
Oh, all right, guys. The text messages have already started. First one, I'm not doing it. Then another one, no. All right, I'm just going to write back to her. You don't have a say in this. I've already signed up to it. I've accepted sponsors and we are saving for charity and we are saving for the environment. It's win-win. Love, Kourtney. Oh, she's calling back.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Have
you thought about it with your friends? Have you thought about it with your friends? I'm sure they would support it. What?
All of my friends, they say that it's good for the environment, but it's stupid.
Well, isn't that more important to be good for the environment? Come on, Queenie, it's 12 months.
You're wrecking my life.
How is it wrecking your life?
I sound like a spoiled brat right now, but if you're a 13-year-old girl not being able to spend money...
Well, there are a lot of 13-year-olds out there who can't spend money, Queenie.
And have you thought about what Gus will say?
Well, you know...
Or is Gus an exception?
No, why would he be an exception? No one's exempt.
I know, but so you're not going to buy Gus anything?
No.
See?
What?
So you're not going to buy Gus anything?
I won't buy him anything. No one gets anything.
You will.
No one.
It's like unfair on us as well. Like,
Quinny, the last thing I want to...
So we can't have Christmas or birthdays?
It's 1 year. It's 1 year.
What?
It's 1 year where we don't have Christmas and birthdays. Is it really that big a deal?
Are you actually serious?
Oh, Queenie, we're doing the Floss and Mum it's podcast and I'm pranking you. Hook line.
She hung up.
I was ruining her life. That was everything and more.
You've wrecked everything.
I've wrecked everything.
You've wrecked everything.
I've spoken to
stupid. Stupid.
Spoken to my friends and they think it's really good for the environment.
But it's stupid.
But it's stupid.
Yes.
And I'm Courtney.
You are Courtney.
I love
Kardashian.
Being Courtney. Courtney's you got the best body.
And she's got the best hair. I'm not being funny.
She really does. If I had to look like any Kardashian, I think I'd want to like Courtney. I love her body. In a purely, you know, it's pretty creepy no matter how I put that.
Creepy.
But who knew that Courtney was such an ambassador for the environment?
I know.
Mishy, what's your mum like with your kids when it comes to food and cooking?
I think she just normally gives them biscuits and then has a go at me because they won't eat their main meal, to be honest.
You would
Lee,
think that...
if you're listening, I know you do it. Lee.
You'd think that my mum dies him. Die. You'd think that my mum was cooking for, you know, Princess Charlotte and Prince George when my kids are coming, you know. She just cooks the most wonderful, beautiful. She's a wonderful cook. She's a wonderful cook. She goes to the nth degree. Like, you know, beautiful handmade pastry. Mm. She does a short crust pastry.
Oh, that's insane. I'm moving over there.
A bit of creme anglaise with some, you know, beautiful fresh berries on top just for a bit of an afternoon snack for Queenie.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you, Mishy, things were very, very different when I was growing up. Was it different for you as well?
Good God, yes.
Tripe. Steak and kidney if you
savory
didn't.
Savory mince.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Savory mince. It's disgusting. It's like Gravox.
It's so gross, isn't it?
Gravox is a wonderful product if anyone out there is listening.
Feel free to sponsor Flossom. Contact us on 1-800-GRAVOX. But it's very different for me growing up. It was, you know, if you don't eat your steak and kidney pie.
Yes.
Go to bed. I don't care.
Yeah.
But with my kids, it's like... Oh, sweetheart, if you don't want to have the beautiful ragu, duck ragu that I made from scratch 4 days ago and I hand-reared the duck myself and defeathered it and lovingly, you know, sung to it as I stripped the flesh from the bone, if you don't want to eat that, then I'll just make you something else. Yep. What do you want, sweetheart?
Wasn't that exactly the same with my mum and the grandkids.
The other thing I hate about my mum is that, I love my mum, Daisy.
Dearly,
I love you.
Dearly.
I love you. But the one thing that does irritate me, and I say this to her all the time, is that she'll have my kids for a few days. God bless you, Di, you know, taking the kids off my hands for a few days. But, you know, she'll call me and she'll say, oh, yeah, so what did you have for dinner? Now, my kids eat all of four things for me.
I know.
You know, they eat your, you know, spaghetti bolognese, meatballs, maybe a bit of salad. It's very, very regimented. They don't like anything different. My mum would be like, oh, I made some, you know, Adam Lau's got a beautiful chicken dish out at the moment. It's bang bang chicken where you gently poach the chicken and you smash it up and you add some beautiful cucumber pieces with some chili oil and a bit of this and a bit of that. I'm like, all right, yeah, like thinking, oh, my God, like, you know.
My children go and lost 10 kilos when they come home.
Yeah, they haven't eaten for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, how'd the kids go? Oh, well, they absolutely loved it, Amy. They were licking the plates. They couldn't love it more. I said, really? They loved it. And she was like, yeah. She goes, in fact, they've eaten everything I've given them. I made a beautiful pomegranate salad today. Mm. Your daughter thought that it was like eating Christmas. She loved it so much. I get them home. I tell you what, Mishy, if I gave them a pomegranate salad.
Yeah, riot.
Hurled across the room.
Yeah, riot.
My mum, that's my favourite lineup. Oh, they eat it for me, Amy.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you're doing wrong, but your daughter loves it with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. You can't give in to your children.
Yeah. It's that great meme, isn't it, you know? When we were growing up, you know, eat your Vegemite sandwich with your crust and stop complaining. Your mum with your kids. Would you like it cut into stars or love hearts? Mm-hmm. Mishy, it's time for my favourite segment, Wine and Wine. What are we drinking today, Mishy? You got some
Pinot Grigio.
Fancy.
Pinot Grigio, yes.
Oh, Mishy, it's like, you know, being in a fancy French villa with you. I've got some questions here, Mishy. This is a course where we crack open a glass, have a bit of a pour, and whinge about what's going on or confess our sins.
Perfect.
I've got some questions for you, Mishy.
Perfect.
I believe you've already gone over this, but I'm just going to ask it again. What's your husband's most annoying cooking or kitchen habit, apart from putting baked beans into Italian meals?
When he's not busy putting baked beans into spaghetti bolognese, probably just using every single ingredient I've ever bought in the fridge to make the most basic of meals and leaving the kitchen looking like an absolute shit state, even if he's just boiled an egg.
I could go into my kitchen and I can tell exactly what Jimmy's done. I mean, I don't know how it's possible to open as many cupboards and drawers as he does. I'll tell you what's annoying my husband at the moment. He keeps on forgetting to bring in groceries from the car. It's happened now a good 5 times in the last sort of like 5, because we'll take the kids to school. He runs into Aldi, gets a few things, and then we come home. 5 times this month he's left the groceries in the car. I say he, not we, because I didn't buy it.
It's not your job.
It's not my job, all right? I didn't buy it. I didn't put it in the car. It's not my job. But yesterday we had a full argument because he bought a whole lot of salad stuff and he also bought some beef strips and some feta. It was in the garage, hot day up on the Gold Coast, hot day from 9 a.m. through to about 5 p.m. when I went to cook dinner.
In a hot sealed garage.
In a hot sealed garage in the boot.
Yeah.
We had an argument for a good hour over whether the beef or the feta was edible.
I'm leaving you, Jimmy. I've had enough. He's trying to kill you.
He tried to tell me that if you put it in the freezer, it will kill off anything that's lurking in there and then it's safe to eat.
Well, he's on Mythbusters as well, is he? Good one, Jimmy.
Needless to say, that's going to disappear from the freezer.
Oh, that is,
you know what,
that's
Jimmy,
not
knock
good.
Yourself out.
You need to get a code in your house that you put a red dot on things that Jimmy has left in the car and you don't touch the red dot items.
We actually have a whole drawer in the freezer and it's got like a thing of ravioli. It's got a thing of ravioli, a thing of pasta sauce, a whole lot of like salamis and stuff, which I have learnt from my good friend Barbara Northwood cannot go in the freezer. But he's got a whole lot of stuff in there that he's put in there because he's
like an off-date jumble sale.
Left in the car too long. That's the left in the car too long drawer.
Okay.
Where he's killing it off.
Note to self, don't go looking for ice cubes killing in Amy's house.
Where he's killing off the salmonella. For 6 months. All right, Mishy, next question. What's a lie you've told your kids that they believe?
See, mine are quite young, so I lie to them all the time because they believe it. Well, sometimes they do.
Mummy's a swimsuit model.
Mummy's an Instagram influencer. No, usually it's just that something's closed.
I do that all the time.
The park's closed or... I can't take you to the pool today because it's closed usually.
I've told my son fully believes that shops are only open on Saturday for about 3 hours. Oh, we missed it. Oh, damn it. But the other thing, and this is a great thing, is that I tell all my kids, and I have for years, that I'm 28. When they say, how old are you? I'll say, I'm 28. It's just like that. And I've been 28 since the you know, I turned 29 basically. And the other day I went into pick up my youngest son, Gus, from school and his teacher said, oh, Amy, you've got to read this. It's really beautiful. He wrote a thing about your family.
Mm.
And it was. It was really, really beautiful. And it was the cutest thing I've ever read. But at the end he's talking about his family and he's describing them all and it says, my dad's name is Jimmy and he's 48 years old and my mum's name is Amy and she's 28 years old. I was like, never been more proud. Gus. Never been more proud. And but he believes it, hook, line and sinker. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I look 28, Mishy. Not really, kind of. Sort of. Mishy, would you ever eat out-of-date food like Jimmy? I'll give you $500 to eat these prawns that are one day out of date. $500, Mishy.
Nah.
Come on. 1,000.
Nah.
$5,000. $5,000, one day out of.
All right, look, $5,000. Only because it would be a really good detox and possibly I get some sort of stomach bug and lose like 5 kilos.
It's a silver lining, absolutely.
And then, $5,000's all right. I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take the $5,000.
Have you ever had a hot tradie at your door?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yep. There's a particular plumber we have. I hope my husband doesn't. Well, who am I kidding? My husband won't listen to this. Doesn't even listen to me normally. But no, we had a hot water system go, and this
You've been sabotaging that hot water system ever since, haven't you, Michi?
This lovely, attractive tall man came to the door. Oh. But no, unfortunately, he was basically non-verbal. He was just very football-y. Not that footballers are stupid. I'm not saying that. But he was just a bloke. He was just a good old Aussie
Sometimes
bloke.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that, Michi.
Yeah, he plays football for the local team as well. Oh, it's just, yeah, it's very
Pull
attractive.
Pull my 90 down when you're done, love, you know.
Very attractive.
I don't think I've ever had a hot tradie at my door. But, you know, my brother back in the day, oh, this is a bit creepy, but he was a good-looking tradie back in the day.
Yeah, you know, he was.
And he actually met his wife when he went out to do a call
on the
out.
Job.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really sexy.
His first wife, Melanie, met her on the job. Do you want to come back and...
come to clean the pool.
Do you want to come back and fix my other broken light? Wink, wink. A year later, they were married.
Oh.
Divorced now, but that's okay.
Oh, you know.
Michi, it's time now. Would you rather? It's our question that we like to leave every podcast with. Would you rather $1 million or a night of passion with your hall pass? Now, your hall pass, of course, is...
Dave Grohl.
The very...
Tattoo covered.
Tattooed.
Long
haired.
Oh, he's just all man. Yep, yep.
Probably smell a bit, don't you reckon?
Nah. I reckon he's really clean.
Yeah. Would you rather $1 million or a night of passion with Dave Grohl?
Well, it's coming up to Christmas.
It's a tough one,
and
isn't it?
I've got to get the kids presents for Christmas, and it's my son's birthday as well.
But I'm giving you $5,000 for eating for the
off
Audi
prawns.
Oh, that's
right. I've eaten the off prawns. Okay. All right. So I'm a bit cashed up at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take Dave Grohl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take the $1 million.
Oh.
I just don't like sex that much.
Maybe you've had too much wine.
Maybe. I'd like to look at Liev Schreiber sort of naked, but, you know, it'd be enough for me, I reckon. Maybe. Anyway, on that beautiful note, she's got her face scrolled up like nothing else. Thank you for listening to Flossom. If you want more real life stories, head over and check out Practical Parenting by following the links in our show notes and like the Flossom Mum on Facebook. And if you want to share your wine and wine question or story, leave us a message on our Facebook page. If you like the show, tell your friends about it, share it with your mother's group, and remember to subscribe and leave us a review. I'm Amy Sinclair.
And I'm Michelle Connolly. And we'll see you next week.
Bye!
'Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.